Dictation for Lawrence, Lawrence. Lehner, Lehner, as in today. September 1847, addresses a letter to Saginaw VA 3214085. Dear Sirs, at Saginaw VA, consultation Mr. Leonard, 78-year-old gentleman with chronic kidney disease. He's aware of this for the last 10 years. His mere problem of pain of the hands, osteoarthritis, question gout, also feet, takes Advil probably 2 times a week. Has chronic esophageal reflux, which is mild, presently no treatment, occasionally rollates, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, has chronic incontinence of stool and urine, is not new, denies any bleeding, denies kidney stones or infection in the urine, no major edema, no claudication symptoms, denies chest pain palpitations, has chronic dyspnea, denies pyrolem material hemoptysis, uses inhalers as needed, no orthopnea PND, no CPA machine or oxygen. Extensive review system done. Next paragraph, past medical history. Abdominal aortic aneurysm, prior repair 2024, 2 years ago. Peripheral vascular disease, but presently not symptomatic. He's been a smoker, question COPD, alcohol use, but no documented liver abnormalities, denies deep thrombosis pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, denies coronary artery disease, he's not aware of congestive heart failure, valve abnormalities, no gross arrhythmia, no rheumatic fever, endocarditis, no anemia, blood transfusion, no liver disease, no kidney stone, no pneumonia. Records, however, shows that he takes Plavix for coronary artery disease. There is prior history of prostate and colon cancer. Next paragraph, surgeries including TURP. Covenant Hospital, 3 years ago, prostate cancer, no chemotherapy, radiation treatment, or hormonal manipulation. Partial colon resection, apparently, he says benign mass, again, no recurrence and no chemotherapy or similar. Appendix and the AAA repair. Next paragraph, reported side effects to aspirin. Next paragraph, he started smoking age 14, 15, about 2 packs per day. He says he stopped 15 years ago. He drinks at least 1 beer every day, no hard liquor. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease, has 3 grown-up children. Next paragraph, present medications, albuterol, allopurinol, Lipitor, bisoprolol, chlorthalidone, Plavix, combination of fluticasone, salmeterol, Flomax, valsartan, colchicine, intrapenile injection for erectile dysfunction. Next paragraph on physical exam, blood pressure 140/58 on the right, 140/60 on the left. Upper and lower dentures, 187 pounds, 68 inches tall. Normal pupils, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, normal speech, no gross palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JBD. Distant presence, but no local lateral wheezes, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no palpable liver spleen masses or ascites, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. There is a kidney ultrasound from February 2026. The right kidney is atrophic. Seven centimeters. no obstruction, the left kidney, normal size, no obstruction, no stones, no masses, bladder not distended. Next paragraph. Chemistry is from February. Minor low sodium, normal potassium acid base, creatinine 1.4, last year 1.7, present GFR 51, previously 41, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, no gross anemia, hemoglobin of 14, normal white blood cell platelet, normal thyroid, normal A1C, triglycerides elevated 205, low HDL 35, otherwise cholesterol well controlled, less than 200 total, and 58 LDL. PSA suppressed. Urine shows no protein, no blood. There has been normal albumin calcium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. He has CKD stage 3, apparently stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis, with atrophy of the right kidney, given his smoking history, prior abdominal aortic aneurysm repair, and reported coronary and peripheral vascular disease, although I don't have any further information. The small kidney on the right side very well can represent renal artery stenosis. At this moment, however, blood pressure appears to be fairly well controlled. He is tolerating ARV valsartan, diuretics, beta blockers, among other blood pressure medicines. There is no need for EPO treatment, no activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. We are going to monitor chemistries, including potassium, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, cell count for appropriate treatment. He's presently not smoking anymore, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. I did not change medicines. All issues discussed at length, continue to follow.